bright red, glossy eyes and slurred speech, but he wasn't slurring too much to answer their questions. Stevens told police he was not drinking and driving. Instead, he was enjoying the bourbon only while the car was stopped at traffic lights and stop signs. That was apparently enough for Stevens to blow a breathalyzer at twice the legal limit, earning him a trip to jail on drunk driving charges. That is all the time that we have next week. We'll see if Shea Spillane is back next week. Keep her in your thoughts on the Tell Mikey D coming up right now. And until next time, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing simple, that's the way to do it. I could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw hiccups.
We would be really awesome.
We
everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline too. Someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the
case. Would want to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so.
No one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
And 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
For G. Brown there, Some Wrongs Righted, off his album 7 Months at Chimney Rock. Prior to that, we started off the show tonight with Wavelength, Ansel Adams, off their album It Thinks Itself Within Me. You're listening to WMFO Medford. That's 91.5 in Medford. I am Pam. This is On the Town with Mikey D. Local music for you and your ears. And whatever other sonic receptors you might have, from 9 p.m. to midnight every Wednesday night. And I am joined this evening, I am very delighted to tell you, by Dead Harrison. Hello, Dead Harrison.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How glorious to have you. And you're joining us. We're gonna chat a little bit. You're going to perform acoustically for us, which I'm really excited about. Our fearless leader and sonic engineer, Mr. Joel Simkus, is away sonically engineering and doing things elsewhere. So we are on the acoustic tip tonight.
He's a very busy man.
He's a busy man. And you are busy men as well, busy men and lady. So please, Dead Harrison, for people who may not be familiar with you guys as of yet, would you please introduce yourselves?
Well, I am Mr. André Dumont, and lead singer, drummer. Tonight I'll be doing a little playing on the guitar. You know, gotta keep them skills in check.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and over to my left here.
Yeah, I'm Sean Doobie, also known as Sean the Dead, out of the circuit. I play guitar for Dead Harrison, and I'll also be playing guitar tonight acoustically.
Yes!
And I am Jason Skulls. I am the bass player of the group, and I will be playing the bass.
Huzzah! This is
slightly electric.
Beautiful. Thank you very much for coming.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, I mean, yeah, pretty much it was just like one of those things where we just needed to get out, and at the same time it gives us a little chance to like change up what we do usually, you know, plugged in and all distorted and heavy and super melodic. And this time, you know, we decided to go with a little bit more of a special route in those regards also. You know, it's not every chance that you get to do acoustic live on the air, so it's like, hey, let's throw ourselves into the fire. Let's see if it burns.
I like it.
And you know, for those of you that haven't heard of Dead Harrison before, we're based out of Nashua, New Hampshire, but our bass player Jay, he hails from Watertown, Mass. So we're a little kind of mix across both states, but Nashua's kind of our hub of operations. And you know, we do have some pretty cool stuff that's coming up down the pipeline. So I don't know if you want to talk about the first big thing that's coming up here.
Yeah, Jason. Actually, we'll hand this off to Jason. Okay, we'll get some Jason voice in here.
The first big thing, and I get to screw it up. Hooray for me. No, actually, the first big thing is this Friday. Well, besides tonight, of course, this Friday evening, Friday the 13th, we will be doing a very, very special show. It's a beer release. It is our beer release. Our beer release with Litherman's Limited out of Concord, New Hampshire. And we're actually going to be playing up in Concord, New Hampshire at Area 23. And that is Friday the 13th. Everyone should be there.
Yeah, and that's going to be with some awesome acts, too.
Awesome acts.
Conduit, who's from Nashua, and the Negans, who are from like the Boston area, and Black Letter. Which is awesome, like doomy, like Black Sabbath-y kind of thing. They're coming up out of Rhode Island to play that. So
very
it's like,
cool.
It's going to be such a really good night. It's a high energy night.
And one of our best friends will also be showing his art. Prospero Eaton will be showing art alongside Dead Harrison. And I didn't mention what the beer is going to be, but how about Andre? How about we'll save that and
keep them in anticipation. We'll save it. Because it's actually taken off one of our songs. So it's a play of title of the song title is the flavor of the beer.
I'm feeling such anticipation.
So when we get there, you shall
I'm thirsty.
Know. So yeah, other than that, I think to start us off, we're just gonna play a little bit of The Darkness. It's yeah. It's just a fun little ditty.
bring out the darkness again. For tonight, we fight the sun.
And that song was The Darkness,
the
is that
darkness,
right? And we're here,
yes,
with Dead Harrison on WMFO.
Yeah, it was it was a challenging one.
But I never would think, would have thought that that's a song that you're not accustomed to performing acoustic.
Yeah.
The sound is fantastic
on
that song.
It's a new journey for Andre, because he's been learning a lot more of the songs, you know, on guitar, where he's always been drumming and singing, so it's been cool. He's been kind of like learning a lot of these, so we can do stuff like this on
it
the
makes
guitar,
things so much more versatile. You know, you don't have to be like so super huge and heavy all the time, even though it's nice to get that sound acoustically.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah,
but it's definitely a challenge, and I like it.
I
like challenges.
And we're going to be, you know, kind of doing some more of our acoustic chops, working on those on Sunday the 15th. So if you can't make it to our beer release up in Area 23, we're actually going to be playing at Leatherman's Limited Brewery, which is brewing our beer for us, on Sunday the 15th. So we'll be playing there for a couple hours, and you know, our beer will definitely be on tap.
I still can't get over the fact. So have you concocted this beer? Have you commissioned the beer?
You know,
I'm so curious about the beer story, but I do not know if it is yet time to hear the beer story.
It's always time for the beer story.
And basically, the owner of Lithemans used to play a lot of shows with us back in the past, and so it was like cool opening up another new music connection. And like, I mean, our first theory for going with the beer was like a coffee type ale. But it's summertime, so we're going to go with something different. And then the song titles kind of like came into play, and then it gave us a nice summer flavor. Mm. So we were like, yeah, this should be good.
But as far as the creative driver of the beer would be Michael Hockley Pierce, who owns Leatherman's Limited. So he's the brewmaster that with
Doc Jones,
right, who's his partner there. Yeah. Those good guys are definitely the brains behind it, and we, you know, just through our past relationship, just got the ball kind of rolling after talking about it for a while.
Which is really awesome. It's like networking outside the box that you usually do.
Absolutely.
That's a lot of doors for them.
Now, you may be hearing the mellow tones.
It's
speaking of brains.
I'm inviting your brain and not to participate.
Thank you. This is Eleanor Luna, the manager of Dead Harrison. Yeah, I'm in the background. Always. I love it. But I love pushing these guys towards greatness, and they've been doing so amazing lately. So, yeah, this is just another opportunity for them to open new doors and play in breweries acoustically and continue playing really great shows and tours with, you know, their electric set. They're going to be on the radio, on Binny Media. Actually, a commercial was made about the show on Friday, and it's super legit. It's really awesome. It sounds amazing, and it advertises everybody who's going to be a part of that show. So we're just looking for more people to come up and try beer in New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
Come on, try me.
And we're all very, very thankful for Eleanor's, you know, hard work with getting us out there.
Yeah, thanks, Eleanor.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You've been very big help. Very big.
I'm glad it's public.
It's publicized. Everybody knows our manager is the it.
She is. She did not threaten us to say that.
No violence. No violence that I saw.
So this next one is The Calling.
Dark.
like I've died.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was Dead Harrison, still with us here at WMFO. That was your song, The Calling.
So, yes, The Calling. That's what's calling to us tonight, is the beer. So, and I guess one of the other things that we have going on, we got a little Battle of the Bands going on in Nashua.
Really?
On the 21st.
I did not know that.
Huh?
That you won for the
721, yeah. We got the online part, so we were in the top 15 to get in on the stage play, and so we're going to be doing a cool little thing.
Very cool.
City of Nashua is doing a nice thing. Free show for people showing up, and come out, check out some bands, check out all the new stuff.
Nice.
And we'll all be battling, and everybody thinks it's a battle between the bands. I'm like, no, the real battle is getting the people there. That's the battle.
So there will be no wrestling at this show. Just prepare. No wrestling.
You can't make any promises.
Well, I like
promises. Wrestling. I know. I got
it. Can happen.
I have a creative leotard somewhere, so we might be able to make something happen.
if you're able to make it up to Nashua on Saturday the 21st next week. We're going to be playing outside of the Nashua Public Library, so it'll be an outdoor show. And us specifically, we're slated to go on at 3:30 for our particular set. And crowd size and crowd participation is one of the things that we're judged on, along with, you know, how well we play. So it's still obviously some stuff on us from that standpoint. But and if we, you know, if we win this battle, then you know, we actually will get some free recording time. We'll get some publication of a few professionally recorded songs with a few other perks. So, you know, whether it's us or whoever musician wins this battle, they'll actually be getting some pretty good things out of it. So,
very,
you know,
cool.
It'll be a way to kind of help out. You know, whoever wins, you know, we wish all the contestants the best, but we could certainly use your support if you like what you hear.
We wish them all the best, but yeah. We wish ourselves a little more.
But it's a daytime show in downtown Nashua. You guys are on at 3:30. Perfect time. Have a little late lunch. Wander over.
Yeah.
Check out Dead Harrison. Exactly.
By,
so why not? Like, grab a little ice cream. I'm excited already.
Ice cream.
Nashua's a beautiful town. It's upcoming culturally. And the arts. Nashua's a beautiful town, and the arts is really strong there. So it's an upcoming area culturally, similarly to how Lowell, Massachusetts kind of revitalized itself. And that's what kind of Nashua's doing. And there's a lot of really great places to see live music. And Dead Harrison plays there a lot, so they're getting a lot of recognition. And it's really kind of fun because we're here all about building community with the musicians and the, you know, people in the music industry, and that's what we're all about. So we like to see when people come out and enjoy what we do.
Absolutely. So, sorry to keep everybody's ears busy with our banter and stuff. We got so many cool things going on, and we have to tell everybody.
You like it.
Yeah. So, further now we shall go into the depth.
Huzzah.
Because in the depth... this is always my fun little one that I'm like, what happens when you die? And
what
everybody's
happens?
Everybody's like, what happened?
Tell
I'm
us,
like, you
tell
win! And because the title of the song is 6 Feet to Success.
Was a fall to my grave.
Dirt rise up
my grave.
Dead rise up around me.
This life you can't save.
This life you can't save.
To success. Dead Harrison, live in studio. Thank you.
From there.
Ooh, the guitar's coming off.
The guitar comes off. I put this thing away in my wonky playing.
Oh, wait.
Oh, the guitar's going back on.
The guitar's going back.
I mean,
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Now is probably the best time, because the next song we're going to do is
what the
beer was, you know, inspired by.
I'm so excited, Jason.
What is
I feel beer? You need to just announce the beer name now, because, you know, you kind of kicked us off with the first event.
I guess I got the ball rolling. We were just coming up with ideas and, like, throwing out songs and, like, what goes with what, and came up with a song called End of the Bloodline. And the beer came out kind of based off that, and we call it End of the Blood Lime. So the beer that we've been talking about for the last little bit of time is Dead Harrison End of the Blood Lime. It's a blood orange cream ale with a hint of lime.
I love it already. I love it already. And it is a pun, which I love even more. Yes. The delicious summer beer. That is delightful.
So if you have the thirst for blood, orange that is, on Friday the 13th.
That's amazing. That is perfect. Thank you. It was worth the wait.
I'm like, I need the starting note. What's the starting note? What?
I'm probably fire this guitar.
It's as much of a secret as the beer was.
More anticipation.
Assault the earth.
laughs. Populations reach critical mass. We reach the ending at last. And the blind lead the blind to the end of all time. To the end of all time, it's there.
Endings like that. End of the Bloodline, or Blood Lime, from Ted Harrison.
It's
going to
be a matter
air.
Of time before the words just, they'll just change.
And now, this is End of the Bloodline by Ted Harrison. Thank you.
That was a treat for me, too, because I haven't actually seen them play that. That was a very good treat for me.
You haven't seen us play it ever?
No, I haven't seen you guys play that acoustically.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And that was
I haven't seen us play it acoustically either.
Oh. Bada boom.
Are we really even here? How did I get here?
We are only just radio waves right now. I am only coming to you in forms of vibration.
My eyes are playing tricks on me, it's true. It is only me in here and the sound waves. Ted Harrison, I am delighted that you have been able to come in and spend some time with us. I think we have time for
one more song.
All right.
Just so to prepare our listeners, for people who are just tuning in now, if you missed any of Dead Harrison's set, they did start about 1:15, and you'll be able to download an archive of tonight's program starting at the close of the show tonight at midnight. And I'll make sure that that link is shared by tomorrow morning with Miss Eleanor, so it can be shared with Dead Harrison fans, new and old, young and younger, and old. but I want to make sure that everybody knows where they can find you in the flesh, not as sound waves, before we hear your last track.
Because so, like,
there's a lot going on.
Which flesh? You can usually find me walking around Nashua and like
up in that area.
In the flesh, flesh.
In the flesh, flesh. Other than that, you
he's
can go
not
to
trying to mug you. He's just coming up to say hi.
You can obviously find us on Facebook, facebook.com/ Dead Harrison.
Yeah, just Dead Harrison and find awesome friends of Dead Harrison.
And if you want music, you got Bandcamp. I think there's some stuff that's on Reverb Nation, but nobody pays attention
and,
to Reverb.
And we're on Spotify.
We're on Pandora.
We're on Twitter, the first album.
And Instagram and all the other fun stuff. So you can find us pretty much anywhere.
Very easy to find.
You guys are on the gram and everything.
If you want to see what we look like as opposed to hearing us on the radio.
I will dominate the earth.
And you have the beer release show Friday the 13th. That is two nights from tonight. If you're unaware of the date, it is two nights from tonight, this Friday night. There's also a show on Sunday at the brewery itself that is making your beers.
Yes.
Your exciting beers.
Yes.
And that's going to be so cool, too, because, like, I mean, I'm going to try and get Mr. Michael to come up and do some jams with us. And
some jams. Yeah. Some lime jams.
We want to see some
blood orange jams.
We want to hear it.
And the Battle of the Bands that's happening in Nashua, that's a daytime show. It's on the 21st Saturday. It is going on, I would imagine, through the entire afternoon, but the most important thing to remember is that at 3:30, our friends here, Dead Harrison, will be on. And I understand that there are more exciting and possibly frightening things happening later in the summer for you guys. Is that right? You are busy.
Yes.
You are busy.
So we're on the books for, you know, playing at the Doom Days of Summer up in Pittsfield, Maine, Labor Day weekend. The specific day is TBD. It's kind of some future plans out there, but it'll be a fun time up there with a lot of similar musicians as us. And, you know, for just kind of future plans, you know, we're going to be trying to book more acoustic shows with breweries, things like that. You know, there's plans to play at a kind of a cancer benefit, host a cancer benefit, because a few of us have had cancer touch people that we love. Halloween is a big thing for us. And past few years, we put on some real gangbuster Halloween shows. And, you know, that'll be the same deal this year. We're always going to try and top everything we do the year before.
And we're going to try and make it more than one state.
Yes.
We can. Yep.
Hopefully.
As many
four.
States.
I like it. I like it very
as
much.
As many states as possible.
All of the states. Well, yes.
Yes. All of the states.
All of them.
All in time.
Except for that one.
So this next one's kind of a cover, our interpretation, if you will, to an old classic. And you'll kind of pick up on it as we, you know, get into it.